hope so, but it's possible it won't happen. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Democrat Adam Schiff says a whistleblower's testimony may not be necessary, telling CBS Face the Nation the individual's personal safety is the panel's primary interest.
Given that we already have the call record, we don't need the whistleblower who wasn't on the call to tell us what took place during the call. We have the best evidence of that.
President Trump tweeted this morning that the whistleblower must testify to explain why he got my Ukraine conversation so wrong, not even close. Dave.
Now, Rachel, today, former Trump aide to Russia, Fiona Hill, will be questioned by three House committees. The president insists the impeachment inquiry is a scam, while Democrats claim the president violated his oath of office, asking Ukraine's leader to investigate Joe Biden and his son. The president says there was no pressure, and he was probing corruption while campaigning in Iowa. Joe Biden insisted again.
No one has indicated of any consequence that anything was done wrong or illegally by me or by my son.
Now, under a lot of scrutiny from the president's lawyer, Hunter Biden is stepping down from the board of a Chinese investment firm, and he put out a statement. If his father's elected president, he will not serve on boards of or work on behalf of foreign-owned companies. European Union nations have just voted unanimously to condemn Turkey's offensive in Syria, going after Kurdish forces who were U.S. allies battling ISIS. President Trump tweeted big economic sanctions on Turkey are coming now that American forces have pulled back. Syrian government troops are moving in to help Kurdish fighters. Police in Fort Worth, Texas are investigating a shooting Saturday that left a black woman dead in her home, shot by a white officer through a window as they responded to a neighbor's call about a door open at the home. A Tatiana Jefferson's family's attorney calls it murder.
The use of deadly force is just unthinkable in this situation.
The officer's on administrative leave. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Of course.
Hoo-hoo, Jaskin. I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like. Consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Well, there's good news for Elizabeth Warren ahead of tomorrow's next presidential debate. The Democrat has an 8-point lead in first primary state New Hampshire in a CBS YouGov poll. Joe Biden is second. Bernie Sanders third, about 15 points back of Warren. Those three candidates are in a virtual tie in the CBS YouGov poll for Iowa, which will hold the first contest, the caucuses. This as Sanders recovers from a heart attack.
I'm feeling very well.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders told ABC's This Week he's eager to step onto the Democratic debate stage Tuesday. And as for the grind of travel,
I look forward to getting back to a very vigorous campaign.
It's been nearly 2 weeks since the senator's heart attack. He says even then, he thought not about himself, but millions of others who don't have good insurance.
Who get sick and who don't go to the doctor when they should, or in fact leave the hospital with tens and tens of thousands of dollars in debt.
Sanders says this will make him fight harder for Medicare for All. He adds he will release his own medical records. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
4 weeks after GM workers walked off the job, Mack truck workers have gone on strike at more than 3,000 of them now picking at Mack plants in three states. Now the GM worker walkout is entering week five.
It's been a month since this strike started, and think of all the bills that these workers have had to pay without getting their regular pay from General Motors. Things like car bills, their mortgages, as well as just regular things like electric and groceries, things like that.
Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble outside a plant in Bolingbrook, Illinois.
The UAW announced it was increasing strike pay from $250 per week to $275 per week. So maybe not going to make a huge difference for these workers, but a show of thanks from the union for holding the line.
On Wall Street, stock futures are lower ahead of the opening bell. In baseball's playoffs, the Houston Astros beat the New York Yankees on a home run in the bottom of the 11th inning to tie the American League Championship Series a game apiece. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update.
A Champaign County jury on Friday acquitted an Urbana man accused in a fatal shooting a year ago. The jury decided there was not proof beyond a reasonable doubt that Corey Jackson was responsible for Martez Taylor's death. The FBI raid of State Senator Martin Sandoval's office has shed light on another elected official in the form of a $5,000 campaign contribution from Bluff City Materials to State Senator Dave Kaler, a Peoria Democrat who sits on the Transportation Committee. Get more at WCIA.com. A father and son were tragically killed in a four-vehicle crash Wednesday. The 9-year-old victim who died this Saturday has been identified as Wyatt Pope. His father, Tyler Pope, died of his injuries at OSF Sacred Heart Medical Center in Danville shortly after the crash. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
Did you know the manufacturing industry employs more than 11,700 women and men in Champaign County? Join Champaign County EDC and the Atkins Group as we celebrate National Manufacturing Day and Illinois Manufacturing Month this October. Local companies like Latania Sports Group, APL Engineered Materials, and Apprentice are opening their doors to the public for tours, and we're proud to celebrate their contribution to our local economy. To learn more and register for these tours, visit mfgday.com. That's mfgday.com.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Well, good morning, ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent with two locations, Village at the Crossing Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie J. Still kind of a full moon over the horizon to the west, and a nice sunrise this morning. Sunny today with a high 62. 42 our low this evening. Up to 69 tomorrow, down to 41. Chance of late showers at 40%. Partly cloudy Wednesday, high 53, low 37. Right now we're at 36. ESPN 93.5.
Always a pleasure to welcome Professor Alan Sachs, Professor of Political Science, University of Texas at Arlington. He is in the Dallas-Fort Worth region. Good morning, sir.
I can't think of any news this morning. Not a bit.
You got to explain.
By the way, on a more serious note, we had a police shooting couple of days ago in Fort Worth where a white police officer shot a black woman. And, of course, everything is erupting, and it's not good.
Alan, tell me what you think of the pullout in Syria. I have a hard time analyzing because I can't get clear facts. What I'm told by the industrial complex is that this is the greatest mistake a president has ever made. It looks like if it's a bad mistake, that's fine. But two things. One, why? And two, why now?
It is a bad mistake. His argument is, and it's a good argument, get American troops out of a lot of harm's way. We don't need to be a policeman of the world. And he's right about that. But this is a very special place. I've had Kurds in my class, Kurdish students, and they're very, very nice. They're very secular, and the Turks have always hated them for a number of reasons, because the Kurds want their own state to be carved out of parts of Turkey, parts of Iran, parts of Syria. They're not going to get that, but that's the deal, and the Turks are very much afraid of that. I just talked to a gentleman a minute ago who said that we can send drones over from the United States, you know, just by looking on a screen, which we can. So what do we need the troops there for? But the problem with that argument is, look at all the refugees. Look at the ISIS is coming out of the jails that the Turks maintained. And so we have a problem with ISIS. We have problems with refugees. And those are big, big, big problems. And so it wouldn't bother me so much. It was just a matter of borders. That is inconsequential. But refugees and ISIS is something else.
Yeah, I'm just curious as to why the president did this. And it looked like it was just like, well, I'm done, I'm leaving, and that was it. And now we're talking about sanctioning Turkey, which would cripple their economy. But, you, again, if you have allies there, I don't quite understand why now.
And the Turks are a member of NATO, which a lot of people point out. But when they joined NATO years and years ago, it was a very different Turkey than today. Erdogan of Turkey, and I think he spells his last name Erdogan, so a lot of people don't know how to pronounce it, including myself, whether it's Erdogan or Erdogan. But he's not a good character, and he wants to expand Turkish hegemony, to bring back the old Ottoman Empire from the Turks, which is not going to happen, but he envisions that. He's an Islamist. He has put a lot of people in jail, journalists, army officers, who want a more secular Turkey, and he doesn't want that. So Turkey today is a very different place than it was years ago, even though Turkey is a member of NATO. But the other NATO countries are not going to do anything, I don't think, at this particular point. But anyway, it is a bad deal. If there's anything that probably could rock the base, I hate that word base, of President Trump, this is it. He's going to lose support from the evangelicals, perhaps, from hardcore people that believe we should not leave a group like this to the mercy of Erdogan and Turkey, and they're right. So if ever there's a political loss for President Trump, this is it.
Will the House vote for the impeachment? Will they vote, Alan?
I think they will. At some point, I think they will vote. I don't think that this issue in northern Syria is going to have much to do with it. But as far as the 2020 election is concerned, it may to some extent, because a lot of very strong conservative Republicans and evangelicals don't like this one bit, creating more refugees out of Kurds. And they don't like that.
No.
And giving up our ally. Pat Robertson, a very strong evangelical, said as much last week when all this was being broadcast. And so it's not good when you lose that strong group. I'm looking to people like Franklin Graham and people like that to see what they're going to say in the next days to come. There's a resolution that is now operating in Congress with Lindsey Graham and another liberal Democrat to put sanctions on Turkey, a joint resolution. And I think that'll pass very, very easily. So this is not good for President Trump. He did not need to pick this kind of a fight politically or geopolitically.
Professor, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you, as always.
And meanwhile, back to football.
Yeah, sorry about your Cowboys there, fella. Darn.
I know it. I'm not a great fan of the Cowboys, but I am a great fan of OU, and they beat Texas yesterday.
Boy, did they ever. That's a big one.
They clobbered them.
I mean, very rarely, will, before games start, everybody gets a personal foul call, which is what happened because they got in a bunch of fights before the kickoff.
Uh-oh.
I mean, it's a heated thing. Alan, thank you, my friend. Always a pleasure. Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington. Now Senator Bill Brady serving the greater Bloomington-Normal area. State Senator Bill Brady. How are you, Bill?
Good morning, Stevie. Fall is here.
Well, it is. I see Governor Pritzker with the five-year plan. Is that what I read?
Yeah, they came out with an economic development plan for 5 years. You know, it's the truth will be in the implementation of it. All good things created by someone who knows a lot about, whoever drafted it knows a lot about a lot of things. But we really need to focus on some things that they didn't have in the plan, and that is lower property taxes and defeating this attempt to eliminate our fair flat tax in Illinois.
How do we get out of the deficit? It have to be taxes, isn't it?
No. You'll never get out of deficit by taxing. The only way to get out of deficit is to create jobs, create a vibrant economy in the private sector where fewer people are dependent on government services and more people are paying taxes. That's the only way. That's why some of the plans that this administration and the Democrats have put forward have been so damaging to Illinois, where the Midwest states have grown, Indiana and others. We've lagged far behind. And unfortunately, this threat of a $3 billion tax increase by eliminating our fair flat tax, I think will will do more to dampen our ability to create jobs. There are some successes. You know, just yesterday, Rivian Motors displayed its new vehicles. We're looking at a couple thousand jobs that will be created if that plant comes back together as they're planning to do, and they have orders to complete. But that's because we've got good geographical presence, and frankly, we still have, you know, a great culture of people. And that's what Rivian said was the main reason they decided, not the plant, but to locate here.
Don't we have to give some good incentives to get people to come?
Well, I don't know. I think there's plenty of incentives to come. What we've got to remove, I think, is a lot of the disincentives. And the disincentives are a high property tax and a threat that they're going to raise another $3 billion on middle, what I think will eventually be a threat to middle-income families.
Yeah. No, it feels like, again, we're into spend, and then we're expanding marijuana and gambling. I don't know if that's just chasing the... That's not going to be enough.
No, there's not enough revenue. The legalized recreational adult cannabis bill, I don't think, will be a revenue producer.
Yeah.
There are some that I understand say if we're going to have it, which it's in Illinois, then tax and regulate. But those who believe that we'll make money off of the taxing, I think, are misgiving compared to the societal cost that could be incurred.
Yeah.
At least law enforcement tells us will be incurred due to the legalization. Having said that, it's here. And certainly gaming expansion, I think, can help communities like Danville and others. But it's an entertainment more than probably revenue. It comes back to what can we do to create investment in Illinois that fosters private sector, middle-income family jobs.
Yeah.
And that's where you come back to tax policy. The property taxes are driving people out of the state. And this threat, again, and I can't say it enough, next November we're going to have on the ballot a question of whether or not we want to give the Democrats. And I think it was interesting to read Jim Day's article in the Gazette over the weekend about pushing Governor Pritzker to his commitment on a fair map. A lot of these policies in Illinois are driven by the fact that the Democrats have gerrymandered a map to give them a supermajority in a state that, frankly, I believe is much more balanced in terms of political views. And when you take the concentration of the liberal Democrat views of Chicago against the rest of the state, I think even might be a Republican-controlled legislative state.
Yeah.
But these gerrymandered maps, and the good news is Governor Pritzker has promised to make sure that and work toward a fair map. We need to push on that issue as well.
Okay. Hey, before I let you go, Senator, what's your thoughts on athletes in college being paid? It seems to be coming.
Yeah, it's kind of mixed, right? We pay people to do a lot of things at all, age 16 and on. And how do you stop it? Does it eliminate some of the corruption? I certainly like the way you and I grew up, where scholarships were given, but scholarships are a form of compensation, as is room and board. So I think it's something the NCAA is going to have to look seriously at and think about how they can best regulate this if it's going to happen.
Well, it's kind of one of those, the parade's already left, you better run and pretend you're leading it because it's over. I think with California and everybody else saying, and listen, the thing got to be billions of dollars. Who'd have thunk it? So now it's just gotten out of hand. But then again, you look at how many people's lives have been ruined by winning the lottery. And then you're going to put a 17-year-old in that position with nothing but street reps to help him manage the money. This is, you better watch about the unintended consequences on this one. Mm-hmm. Senator, it's always a pleasure, my friend. I appreciate your time.
Good to be with you, Stevie, and thanks to your listeners. And let's get some more Illini football wins this year, huh?
Yes, sir. We're working on it. Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Senator Bill Brady in Bloomington this morning. Going to break for the Fox Business Minute. We'll come back, do our sports a little behind the Cardinals play Game 3 tonight, the all-important Game 3. More on that coming up in a moment. Fox Business Minute this morning brought to you by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at Provident Financial Group LLC.com.
Chilly this morning. Right now we're at 37, up to 62 with the sunshine.
Yep, it's a beautiful morning, and it's Monday, October 14, 720 in Champaign-Urbana. We'll be right back.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Japan-based investment firm SoftBank Group is looking to take over majority control of office rental company WeWork. The package would diminish the remaining control held by co-founder Adam Neumann, who stepped down as CEO when the company's value plunged and its plans to go public collapsed. Reuters says SoftBank is in negotiations to make a $1 billion investment to restructure WeWork. Without it, WeWork could be out of business by December. Global stocks are mixed this morning. There are still questions about the U.S. and China reaching a broader trade deal, though a limited agreement was reached last week. The World Trade Organization is officially sanctioning the U.S. to impose tariffs on up to $7.5 billion worth of imports from the European Union in retaliation for illegal subsidies to plane maker Airbus. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Neil Cavuto from Fox Business. In high school, I managed a fast food restaurant. I saw the power of business and the importance of making your money work for you.
I'm Liz Klayman. In life, it's not just how you invest, it's for whom you're investing. We care about your success and we want to be a part of it.
I'm Charles Payne. I go way beyond the headlines to help you through the markets every single day. It's all about investing in your future, your American dream.
Fox Business.
Invested in you.
Did you know overall job satisfaction is at its highest level in 15 years? Wow. 51%. Wait, what? That's barely half. Would you see a doctor with 51% patient satisfaction? No way. Yet 49% of you keep driving to that unsatisfying job. Why? You have options. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
This Mettler tip is brought to you by Matthew Gordon, Doctor of Physical Therapy with Mettler Center. I'm having pain in my knee. What should I do?
Did you know that a lot of what happens at your knee is determined by what happens in the foot, ankle, and hip? If you are having knee pain, try strengthening your hip muscles, specifically the ones on the side, by performing resisted sidestepping and single leg hip hikers. These exercises can strengthen the muscles of the hip and thus improve your knee dynamics and pain.
Do you have a question for a physical therapist? Go to MettlerCenter.com and click Ask an Expert.
What are we, 6 weeks from Thanksgiving? Something like
that? Isn't that crazy?
We are 2 weeks from Halloween, 6 weeks from Thanksgiving, 10 weeks from Christmas. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World can replace some of those things. If you're worried about, you know, something not lasting through the holidays, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the largest independent appliance dealer in Central Illinois. They have locations in Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur. They offer discount pricing on quality products from Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, and Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. Low prices, the best selection. Plus, you'll receive a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the place you want to visit. If you're remodeling, or you're just saying, you know what, I've spent enough on repairs on this thing, the efficiency's no good anymore, I need a new refrigerator. Drive on Neal Street before you get to the I-74 interchange as you're headed toward the mall, and check them out. You can begin online if you'd like at appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com for Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Here we go. Much, you get the whole
darn store. All right, let's check your sports headlines. Here we go. Game three.
Well, Washington's up 2-0. Jack Flaherty on the mound. I think I'm feeling hopeful as a Cardinal.
You know, and frankly, Michaelis and Wainwright were outstanding. We're not hitting. And this is no surprise. The Cardinals have had this kind of all or nothing kind of thing all year. We went through a real phase in May and June where I was rooting for hits, not runs. I didn't think we could score. And listen, the Nationals are really good at pitching, but we got to hit the ball, and we got a real tough guy with Strasburg, but they got to face a real tough guy in Flaherty.
Uh-huh.
Cardinals are in the Final Four, and what the heck, they do need to win tonight.
That's
right. Let's see if they can do it, and you're going to listen here and here.
That's right. And let's get your Redbird recap
now. Game three of the NLCS between the Cardinals and Nationals tonight in D.C. Cardinals looking to make it a 2-1 series after they dropped the first two games in St. Louis. The Redbird offense slow to get going, but Mike Schilt said they're looking forward to having Jack Flaherty against Steven Strasburg.
we're happy to have Jack going. We're happy to go compete. You know, the fact of the matter is, it's a team that, you know, the word resilience has been used internally, but it's really also been a moniker used externally, rightfully so. And you're going to see it in full force. I mean, this series is far from over. And we have a guy going that's one of the best guys and really the best guy in baseball. Second half, undisputed, going for us on Monday. Like I said, I'm very optimistic still about this series.
6:38, the first pitch. I'll have Ameren Total Access. Cardinals looking to get on the board. They trail 2-0 in the best-of-seven series. I'm Chris Raby for the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network.
He has earned the distinction as the greatest catcher in Cardinals history. What other superlatives define Yadier Molina? Adam Wainwright.
Champion.
Matt Carpenter.
Teammate.
Mike Schilt.
No doubt Hall of Famer.
Willie McGee.
The face of the franchise.
He's the one, the only Yadier Molina. And he's being honored with a one-of-a-kind tribute in the 2019 Cardinals yearbook. Pick up this exceptional salute to an extraordinary talent at cardinals.com/publications or 314-345-9000.
Pretty cool to see that late 11th inning homer on the Astros side. 3-2 was the final, so that series on the American League side is tied up at that game apiece.
It was midnight, Diane. It was midnight when Carlos Correa and Joe Buck had the call.
Here's a fly ball into right. Back at the wall. This game is over.
I mean, he looked up, and it was just gone, gone, gone. He didn't have to do anything. He just looked at it. He stood there. It was so gone. It was such a home run.
I love it. Well, your New Orleans Saints won over Jacksonville 13-6. Johnny was at the game.
Yeah, he was there with Shad Khan and his closest friends, like 100 of them. The owner's suite was pretty full yesterday.
Okay, gotcha.
But no, he enjoyed being there.
He just kind of tampered it down when it comes to being a Saints fan.
He said he's never rooted against the Saints until yesterday. He said Shad really wanted the Jags to win. And you know what? He said, I chose friendship over fanship.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, why don't we carry the Jacksonville Jaguars on the radio here? I think there's a core of people that are actually interested. And I would just say this. Sometimes you worry about precedent. Anytime anybody in Champaign-Urbana owns an NFL team will carry the games. How about that?
Huh.
Because that would be a never. So I just don't know if there would be any interest, but we've thought about, you know, Sunday afternoon. I don't, you know, if you're not watching it, then you can listen to the Jaguars. The Bears are already on radio in the market, so we don't have anybody else really. I just go with the local guy. I mean, there's a local guy that owns the NFL team. That's pretty unusual, and I like the team too. And they got the cool quarterback with the mustache. He's rocking it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Colts and Bears had a bye weekend. And Monday Night Football tonight, Lions and Packers.
That'll be a good one.
Alabama number one. LSU bumps up to number two. Clemson, the Ohio State number four. Oklahoma at number five. Then number six, Wisconsin. They beat Michigan State 38-0. That's who we've got for homecoming at 11 a.m. kick.
Do we have a choice at who comes here for homecoming?
Can we set that up or maybe bump some of the preseason down to the homecoming slot?
I tell you, it's tough. We had a glimmer in the third quarter.
Yes, we were down only by three.
Nice rally back. I don't think Michigan's a great team, but they're certainly better than us. But we rallied back, had it to three. So that was very positive. Wisconsin is a lot better than Michigan. And the point spread from Las Vegas is 25-29. And I don't think it's enough.
I see.
We're going to have a hard time scoring. Wisconsin has shut four teams out already. And they got a Heisman Trophy running back. It's going to be tough.
Number 16, Michigan beat us 42-25. Illinois soccer beat Michigan State. That final was 2-1. Next up is Thursday at Penn State. And way to go, Hope Breslin pulling us out in double overtime in soccer. We swept Wisconsin in volleyball. Matches only took 1 hour and 15 minutes. Yeah,
pretty quick one there.
And also trending, my final story, Simone Biles, her 24th medal. So she won and got a 15 on the beam. So she had a great weekend in gymnastics.
Well, if you have an odor in your home, CMI Clean, as in janitorial supplies, they are there to help you with their awesome odor busters. CMI's Eat Them Alive Cucumber Melon gets rid of bad pet urine smells. The Odor Eliminator Bomb gets rid of all kinds of odors. Food smells, smoke, mold, pet, and more. CMI, Betsy Park's own CMI, Bloomington Road, 359-6262, CMI Clean, your janitorial and equipment experts. Should college athletes be allowed to use their image to make money? Should they be allowed to be paid?
An interesting reaction from Senator Bill Brady on that out of the Bloomington area. It is something to contemplate.
Well, it's something that's going to steamroll the NCAA, and they better get on the page or we're going to have a real mess on our hands. We'll discuss it next. ESPN 93.5.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Joe Biden's son Hunter, under scrutiny over his work in Ukraine and China, says he'll resign from the board of a Chinese private equity firm at the end of this month. His father pledges, if elected president, no one in his family
will in fact have any business relationship with anyone that relates to a foreign corporation or a foreign country. Period.
Biden there at a union forum in Altoona, Iowa. A construction worker is still missing, to have been killed in the collapse of a hotel being built in New Orleans.
Mayor LaToya Cantrell says as far as she is aware, the builder of the Hard Rock Hotel was working within what the law requires.
Absolutely permitted, up to code, that sort of thing.
But she says city, state, and federal officials want to know why the structure collapsed.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, that hotel was scheduled to open next spring. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Two people died in a single car crash at the intersection of 150 North and 1500 East Road west of Paxton. The Ford County Coroner's Office believes the crash happened overnight Saturday. Both victims were pronounced dead on the scene just before noon on Sunday. The Decatur Police Department and Decatur Pawn and Jewelry are giving out free gun locks. Shop owner Perry Lewin said he came up with the idea after hearing about a boy in Decatur who was shot by his younger brother. The Housing Authority of Champaign County held their first black tie gala on Saturday night, with proceeds helping local kids' education. Dignitaries, including mayors, board members, and members of the community, met for the gala, which raised scholarship funds for kids growing up in the HACC. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
It's not ironic that the last four digits of Rosati's are 23-34. The two best Chicago athletes wore number 23 and number 34, and Rosati's makes some of the best Chicago-style pizza in Champaign-Urbana. 23, the number of the greatest basketball player ever, Michael Jordan. Like Rosati's, they always are delivering in the clutch. Walter Payton or Sweetness wore number 34. Rosati's has a smooth and sweet sauce that packs a powerful punch of flavor on their pie like Walter Payton in the end zone. So get the legendary Chicago-style pizza by dialing 328-2334 or 328, Michael Jordan, Walter Payton.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things. Like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 1616 at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code 1616. Enjoy.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
It's that time of year again. Time to pick a pumpkin, drink some apple cider, and break out the flannel. Champaign Outdoors has everything you need for cozy fall days. You'll find jackets, fleece, flannel, boots, and more from brands like The North Face, Patagonia, Columbia, Smart Wool, and so many more. Stop by Champaign Outdoors today for everything you need to enjoy fall in the Flatlands. Visit Champaign Outdoors on South Neal or online at champagneoutdoors.com.
We have an offer for you from Champaign Outdoors. Stand by to text in for your chance to get some money from Champaign Outdoors. Wonderful store. So stand by. We'll do that in just a matter of moments. All right. It is Monday morning. It is the 14th of October. ESPN 93.5, three-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service. Nice and cool this morning. Looks like a very nice 5 to 7 day period. Looks like we'll be 60s, touching even 70 over the next week or so. And we got state golf coming up on the docket for a lot of area golfers as they go through sectionals. And then finally state, I think state championships in Bloomington Normal this weekend for the guys. And the ladies, I'm not sure exactly, they're spread throughout the state. So temperature-wise, not bad.
That's right. Up to 62, down to 42. Up towards 70 tomorrow, late rain, down to 41. Partly cloudy and a high 53 on Wednesday. Right now we're at 37 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, there's a lot of talk about whether college athletes should be compensated outside of meal money and all the extras and scholarships, of course. Of course, here at the University of Illinois, I'm sure there'd be a lot of people very interested. How marketable would we be if you're not winning? That's another issue. Happy to welcome Keith Reed in the sports business. He's a sports business analyst and a former senior editor of ESPN Magazine. Keith, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. Nice to have you on. Okay, what's your take? Should college athletes be compensated like that?
It's long past time to take a look at compensating college athletes. You know, right now we have a system that allows boosters, that allows the schools, that allows the coaches, that allows the sponsors, that allows everybody to make money in the benefit with the exception of the college athletes. And the argument has been, well, the college athletes benefit because they receive scholarships and because they receive other perks that other students don't receive. Well, they do receive those things, but if you're talking about if you were to look at how much the cost of tuition has gone up in the last 20 or 30 years versus how much revenue, the percentage increase in revenue and the percentage increase in just coaches' salaries at FCS programs in football and at Division I-A schools in basketball, the value of that education, the value of the dollar value of that scholarship is nowhere near the increase in the amount of money that's being generated by these athletes to the benefit of other people. Amateurism in the NCAA, amateurism at high-level, big-dollar college programs is a farce. And we need to now start to reckon with the idea that there is really no amateurism in the system as it exists today.
Well, it got too big. I mean, it got billions of dollars. I mean, I don't know if anybody saw that come with the TV revenue, Keith, but... I really don't have a dog in this fight. I don't care. I'm fine with it, except sometimes when you do things like this and you're dealing with 16, 17, 18-year-olds, 14-year-olds, and you're talking about this kind of money and you're saying, well, we'll put restrictions and you can only use it for this. Well, they'll be cheating. And essentially, because we're in a capitalistic system, why wouldn't this just become a bidding war?
It's possible that it may become a bidding war. There are lots of possibilities. The problem that we have right now is you've been trying to keep the lid on something, right? This has been an issue for decades. The NCAA has just absolutely positively refused to address the issue because the system works for a certain number of people. It works for executives at the schools. It works for coaches. It works for the NCAA itself, and it works for the sponsors, right? Anybody outside of that system is not benefiting, including the students, or not benefiting commensurate with what they put into the system. So now that the lid's being blown off, legislatures are starting to say, we saw what happened in California, and even courts with the O'Bannon decision a few years ago. You're starting to see the lid being blown off this thing, and now the NCAA is going to be in a position of having to play catch up because they never imagined. And they just tried to stave off the time when they might have to compensate athletes. So when you say, does it become a bidding war? Does it go to a simply a free market system? And if there is a free market system, what happens to students at smaller schools, or what happens to students who play non-revenue sports, right? The NCAA has had the opportunity, decades worth of opportunity, to try to mitigate some of those problems, to try to plan for what was going to happen. Now they're behind the eight ball. I kind of liken it to, if you remember back in the early 2000s, what happened with Napster, right, in the music business. The music business kept saying, you know, we're not going to do streaming. We're not going to let you download. We want you to continue to buy physical media. And the consumer had moved on. And then it forced the music industry into trying to sue its way out of a problem that wasn't going away. The NCAA is now trying to find its way out of a problem that's not going away, because they simply refused to address it when they needed to address it many, many years ago.
You're gonna have a lot of stuff we're not going to like in this system. I mean, if you have $1 million and you're 18, I'll pay my people to take care of my school. I mean, it just, a lot of things open up when you're not used to having any money, and then you have money like that. And then and Idaho Falls might have a billionaire. What's to say the guy doesn't care about a return on investment and just buys all the players that Alabama and Clemson normally get? And then it just gets to a crazy point where you got to have agents. You're going to have lawyers. You're going to have all kinds of surrounding support. Listen, I get the big money, but there's going to be stuff happen that you're not going to like.
Right, and I don't disagree with that. The problem is that today there are already all of those things, right? If you think agents aren't involved in the system, agents are involved today.
Yeah, no question.
Lawyers are involved today.
No question.
Boosters are involved today. Fixers are involved today. You know, like, all of these people are in the system. We just don't know who they are or where they are. Until some scandal happens and some kid gets suspended, it's always a kid. Maybe a coach every once in a while takes a fall.
Yeah.
But it's always, you know, the program gets suspended, the kid gets hurt, the kid loses eligibility, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it's never the system itself. The system itself is the problem.
Yeah.
So you're not preventing right now the agents from getting involved. You're simply saying that the agent has to find a way to do what he does undercover, in the shadows, right?
Yeah, no, I know.
There's no transparency.
One of my best friends is a high-level NCAA Division I basketball assistant coach, and he told me once, he said, hey, I just got off the road, and I need a bath. Listen, it's ugly under there. And so all this stuff's still going on, but it's just going to, the dynamics of everything, when you got a guy that's making $1.4 million to rep a car dealership, and he's going to give his buddy $10,000 every time he throws him the ball, you know, five times a game. I mean, it's just a lot of stuff, and listen, these kids do a lot, and it's billions of dollars. The NCAA, I'm no fan of the NCAA, kind of a dictatorship. It's time for them to say, listen, it's not all my game anymore. Way to go. You've waited that long, huh, Keith?
Yeah, so what the NCAA needs to do is realize that the ground is shifting under it. I don't think that there's anybody who believes that college sports needs to be identical to I don't think sensible people think that college sports needs to be identical to the to the NBA or to the NFL, right? You can do this. You can put some regulations in place. You can put safeguards in place. You can have smart policy about it. But you can't have smart policy, and you can't create smart policy to try to regulate what happens if your head's buried in the sand. Right now, the NCAA's head is completely buried in the sand. They've dug their heels in and said, we're just not going to change anything because we're holding on to this idea of amateurism. And amateurism is a lie. It's a farce. It does not exist, even in the system that we have today. And that's why you're having so many problems coming up with the system that could work, because they simply just don't want to acknowledge the reality.
Yeah, well, and when they put all those restrictions in, Keith, there'll be cheaters. So there's always going to be cheating unless you have a full-fledged free agency for the junior high guy out of Franklin Middle School. I don't know everything, but I do know people. And when you put money and you mix people with really young people, good luck. Listen, Keith, nice meeting you. How do people connect with Keith Reed?
You can find me on Twitter. It's probably the easiest way to find me. My Twitter handle is @K_DOT_RE. That's on Twitter, at K_DOT_RE.
Hey, nice meeting you. Appreciate your thoughts.
No problem. Thanks for having me
you
on.
You bet. Quarter till 8, ESPN 93.5.
All right.
Hey, what do you think? Should we pay Champaign Urbana athletes at the University of Illinois?
Right.
Will there be endorsement money out there? And will there be any demand for a soccer player? Will there be any demand? I mean, is it all going to go to Georgie Bishanzavilli and Io DeSumo? I mean, who else do we have on campus that's truly money marketable? You got to win. How much will the Clemson and Alabama kids get?
Right.
I mean, and then if you do have a billionaire and they don't care about the money, usually billionaires care deeply about money in return.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a fanatic that says, hey, man, I got the money, let's just buy us.
That's right.
Let's buy us a team. I mean, Kentucky's offering 2.4. Let's go to 8.
Wow.
And then you've got an 18-year-old that controls that money. Won't he have security and a posse? And why would you go to class?
I mean,
why would you go to class?
Oh, shoot.
Now, that's obviously an exaggeration, but I'm sure there'll be stuff because no matter what you put in, there'll be cheating.
Right.
All right. If you would like our deal, ladies and gentlemen, I've got an offer for you this morning.
Ooh.
And all you have to do is text in the word tent, as in Champaign Outdoors. They have the best stuff.
I love it.
If you'll text me tent, I'll get you, well, you'll have a chance at $25 to use at Champaign Outdoors. They're off of Neal, and they're a wonderful store, formerly Champaign Surplus. I'll give you $25 if you text in the word tent. We have bought so much stuff from Champaign Surplus, now Champaign Outdoors. And if you'll text in the word tent to 359-2255, 359-2255, you'll have a shot at $25.
Uh-huh, you'll have to use it within
seven days. You'll have to give me your thoughts on your shopping experience.
Exactly.
And you'll have to get to GhostStever.com to really get up to snuff on it, because we got a bunch of onlines coming.
That's right.
And you have to go online to buy all this?
The family used to say, easy, Stever, when you had these crazy ideas.
That's what I got here, where I pay you to go shop there, and then you have to tell me what you thought. So 359-2255, text in tent. Do we have anybody?
Yes, we do.
Champaign Outdoors is a fantastic, and $25 will get you a really good pair of wool socks.
Right.
Those are like 20.
It's right off of Devonshire and Neal Street these days, if you want to.
Behind Scotty's Brewhouse.
Exactly.
Back there near
Harvest Market.
Yeah. All you have to do is say Harvest
Luke
Market.
Luke texted in real quick, money is ruining sports.
Well, it's who'd have thunk it, though? I mean, you have college football. Bob Blackman in the 70s was our football coach. Practice got over at 5:30. I'd see Bob walking down the sidewalk to par 3 at 6. Just changed.
Oh, yes.
Then we started paying coaches a ridiculous amount of money, and then they started thinking, to earn it, I better work from 5 in the morning till 1 a.m. and
right.
hurt my family life,
mm-hmm.
because I think that's what happened.
And I'm sequestered all the time, and I don't talk to anybody.
Because we have to look at that kickoff return for the 90th time, as Coach Mike Ditka so astutely said, if you know the difference between come here and sick 'em, you can play football.
I see.
It's not rocket science, but we've put it into the rocket science category with the amount of time we spend because of the millions of dollars being paid these coaches. That's my theory. Anyway, text in tent, 359-2255, 359-2255, if you'd like a chance at $25 to Champaign Outdoors. Good luck to you. We'll contact you after 9.
Where are the St. Louis Cardinals? Are they showing up at these games? It seems like they haven't had that many hits.
They've had 4 hits and 1 run in 2 games against 2 really good pitchers. And here, that's where we are. We're in the Final Four.
That's right.
The winners go to the World Series. And so Cardinals kind of up against it in Washington tonight with a rabid fandom. And Steven Strasburg?
Right.
That's a tough pitcher. And so for 2 games in a row, we have been no hit through 5 innings.
Yikes.
Let's get some hits tonight. And you know what? I agree with Mike Schilt. It's not over.
Right.
It's one thing you learned about this Cardinal team. It's just when you're throwing up your arms, they come back.
ESPN 93.5 with the game tonight.
Let's
Here's your Redbird recap.
Game 3 of the NLCS between the Cardinals and Nationals tonight in D.C. Cardinals looking to make it a 2-1 series after they dropped the first two games in St. Louis. The Redbird offense slow to get going, but Mike Schilt said they're looking forward to having Jack Flaherty against Steven Strasburg.
We're happy to have Jack going. We're happy to go compete. You know, the fact of the matter is, it's a team that, you know, the word resilience has been used internally, but it's really also been a moniker used externally, rightfully so. And you're going to see it in full force. I mean, this series is far from over. And we have a guy going that's one of the best guys and really the best guy in baseball, second half undisputed, going for us on Monday. Like I said, I'm very optimistic still about this series.
6:38, the first pitch. I'll have Ameren Total Access. Cardinals looking to get on the board. They trail 2-0 in the best of seven series. I'm Chris Raby for the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network.
Now, it's certainly an uphill climb, Diane. 3-22 is the record of a team that loses their first two at home. 3-22, and only one time in history has a team come back to win from 3-0. 3-0 in a series of best of seven. So it's a big game if you want to have a shot. And even now, odds makers would say it's pretty much over according to the professional sports books. But I disagree. I agree with Mike Schilt. This is a long way from being over. Let's see what the Redbirds can do on radio tonight right here. 6:38, first pitch, back out of an hour for pregame on ESPN 93.5.
Astros beat the Yankees 3-2 in 11 innings yesterday. Carlos Correa with that great big homer.
You can just hear Joe Buck, the loud Houston crowd.
Here's a fly ball into right. Back at the wall. This game is over. Correa ends it.
I mean, it was a no-brainer, no-doubter.
That's great.
He swung it and just looked at it. He crushed it.
That's awesome. Colts and Bears with the bye weekend. We have the Lions and Packers in action tonight. Of course, the Illini lost against Michigan, who's number 16 now, and they were last weekend too. But 6 for Wisconsin on the rankings of the AP college football poll. And it's an 11 a.m. kick on Saturday. So go Illini.
Yeah.
Lots of homecoming festivities, including tonight, a party on the quad. If you have that valid iCard, you might want to check that out with the food, music, and inflatable games and the like on the quad for the U of I students getting in the homecoming mode.
Yep.
So lots of businesses decorating. That judging is going on Wednesday. And, of course, the parade Friday evening. They start assembling at 4.
Yep.
So that should be fun, too.
Yep, all fun. Homecoming, where homecoming originated right here on the
109
campus.
109 years ago.
At the University of Illinois.
Go Illini.
Over 250 million kids will be obese in the next 10 years.
What?
Now, this is worldwide. 250 million. We only have 330 million. We have that many kids in America. But this is world internationally. But it is a stunning number. What's happening? Dr. Adam Weisbrook will join us, board-certified internal medicine physician, and talk about, may I share?
Go ahead.
So I was at the Illinois-Michigan game, and there was a young man that was up against the wall, not watching the game, with his gaming unit that he brought to the game, and about 100 pounds overweight.
Mm-hmm.
So, thinking, probably could have left the game unit at home and enjoyed the outdoors and doing some activity.
Right.
Took his gaming unit with him because it was battery-powered and mobile.
But, you know, his guardians were probably there, and they made him go, and they wanted him to be quiet, so this is the solution.
Is it the right thing to do? Or do you just say,
the kid is having to get in and out and, you know, negotiating the crowd. And those are life skills that you need.
He was isolated in the corner with his game. That's an addiction. Flat out, simple, no question. That's an addiction. If you can't part ways with your game system for 4 hours, that's not good. I saw that. And he's really, really heavy. Right. So he's not moving much.
Right.
Chances are he had to take the elevator to get up there. That's my guess.
I see.
Anyway, it's just, those are anecdotal. But this study will show us some more. We'll get to it coming up in just a few moments. Okay, last call. Text in TENT for $25 at Champaign Outdoors, 359-2255, 359-2255.
And we'll reach out after 9 and negotiate some of these.
We'll text you. If you're unable to text during work, then text back during lunch or something.
Mm-hmm.
All right, when making financial decisions that impact you, your family, or your business, nothing is more important than a partner who understands your unique goals. You want to retire, maybe spend some more time traveling. You want to take your business to the next level. Whatever your dream, Busey's wealth management experts are committed to making you money, your money work hard for you. Busey Wealth Management offers expert advice and individualized solutions. You'll go in, they'll sit down, they'll talk about what you have, what you're thinking, and they'll tailor it to you. You can't do cookie cutter for your own stuff. 51 wealth management professionals have advanced designations. Busey's wealth management investment team focused on navigating financial markets and determining optimal investments to meet your goals. Whatever your dream, Busey will develop a strategy to meet your needs. Contact a wealth management professional today. Busey, your dream, our promise, member FDIC. Okay, we'll break for the Fox News at the top, local news with Rich Hancock coming up in just a few moments, and then our discussion on the growing obesity with kids for a couple of moments. Stand by. Time for,
Sunny and a high 62 or 38 now.
38 now.
Don't you hate scrambling on the road when you're looking for a place to spend the night?
We all do. That's why when you travel for work, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham.
They've got everything you need to tackle the job, from free high-speed Wi-Fi to a spacious workspace right in your room.
Plus, their bright side breakfast comes with waffles, eggs, fruit, and meat.
Now, that's a game changer.
They've got over 900 locations so you can cover the gridiron.
And best of all, they're part of Wyndham Rewards, so those extra points really add up.
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph. Book direct at LQ.com.
Jay Layman is back on the Jeremy Warner Show this fall.
Is Isaiah Williams going to really compete for this quarterback spot with his ability to run the ball? I just don't know how accurate of a thrower he is.
Get the insight from the former All-American Illini linebacker and Rose Bowl team captain. Catch him on Monday morning starting at 10 a.m. as he talks Illini football and breaks down the rest of the Big Ten. Thanks to Molitor Financial Group and Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Don't miss a thing, and be sure to check out our podcast online at ESPNCU.com.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Mark Tauscher.
You look at Wisconsin, if they go down to Columbus, they'll be big underdogs. If they get beat, they're not out of it. Ohio State obviously not out of it. Then it all, to me, if both teams get there, Ohio State goes there with one or zero losses. Whoever wins that game in Indianapolis will be the representative in the college football playoffs. There's not going to be the option of, all right, Wisconsin has one loss, Ohio State has one loss. Everything will be so recent, you're going to have to put Wisconsin in ahead of Ohio State, and Ohio State will be left out. But if Georgia with two losses beats an undefeated Alabama team in the SEC championship, I don't know if that's going to trump Ohio State and Wisconsin. I just don't think – I think there's some biases already in play, and I think Wisconsin has to win the Big Ten championship game in order to even think about getting the college football playoffs to invite them in.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. 0% annual percentage rate. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-6-
Why do so many go to Honda BMW of Champaign? Is it the selection of hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles? The easy location off Neal at Burwash Savoy? Or the fact that they're an award-winning dealership getting incredible reviews year after year from their customers? Yes, it's all of the above. Before you buy your next vehicle, give Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Honda BMW off Neela Burwash Savoy, or go online, drivechampaign.com.
It's literally the best place in East Central Illinois. Exceptional food, excellent service, and a great atmosphere is what you'll find at Miga in downtown Champaign. And the reviews speak for themselves. One says, my wife and I drove over from Decatur for a date night. We were pleasantly surprised. Another says, we went for our anniversary. It was such an exciting place. One person even said, the absolute best dining. Perhaps the best in the world. Judge for yourself at Miga Restaurant, downtown Champaign.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Big sanctions on Turkey coming. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump tweeted that as the Turkish operation targets yet another city in Syria held by Kurdish fighters who were U.S. allies in the fight against ISIS. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin just told reporters,
we're monitoring the situation carefully. As I said, the sanctions are ready to go. We'll be updating the president this morning, and when he makes the decision, we'll act.
Now, Europeans are also very critical of Turkey as the Kurds now get help from Syrian government forces moving into that area. Fox's Simon Owen live in London.
Dave, the European Union's 28 member states condemning what they call a military attack by Turkey. The Dutch foreign minister, Stef Blok.
It is against international law to invade a neighboring country. And Turkey should, as every other country, abide international law.
But after discussions in Brussels, the EU stopping short of imposing an embargo on sending weapons to Turkey. France and Germany had pushed that idea, but other countries said no. Dave.
Simon, the man who drove his car into a crowd of people outside Britain's parliament last year, hoping to kill as many as he could, just got life in prison. He did not succeed, but he did injure three. A former Trump aide to Russia, Fiona Hill, will be questioned next hour at the Capitol by three House committees in the Democrats' ongoing impeachment inquiry the president calls a scam. Now, Democrats claim he violated his oath of office, asking Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son. The president claims he was probing corruption. And Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Hunter Biden is resigning from the Chinese firm BHR Equity Investment Fund Management, effective at the end of the month. He's also vowing not to work with foreign companies if his father is elected president. The decision comes as President Trump accuses Hunter Biden of improperly benefiting from business deals in Ukraine and China when Joe Biden was vice president. The Bidens have denied any wrongdoing. The president tweeted on Sunday, where's Hunter? He's totally disappeared. Dave.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Course. Hoo-hoo, Jaskin.
I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like. Consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Police in Fort Worth, Texas are investigating Saturday's shooting that has a white officer on administrative leave after shooting and killing a black woman in her home. Shot through a window while responding to a neighbor's call suspicious about a door being open at the home. Now, the woman shot, Tatiana Jefferson, was playing video games with her 8-year-old nephew.
We have communicated with the family and shared our serious and heartfelt concern for this unspeakable loss.
Fort Worth Police Lieutenant Brandon O'Neill. Family attorney Lee Merritt calls it murder once the officer arrested.
By their own words, they saw someone standing at a window, and for them that was enough to use deadly force. It's absurd.
Police in Birmingham, Alabama have a person of interest in custody in the kidnapping of a 3-year-old girl who is still missing. Residents at a condo complex called police saying a Toyota and the driver of it both matched surveillance images released in an Amber Alert Saturday. Someone in a dark SUV grabbed Camille McKinney while she was outside at a birthday party. There could be new controversy over the census. A reported attempt to get states to turn over driver's license records to find out about citizenship status.
When the Supreme Court struck down his plan to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census, the president signed an executive order requiring the Commerce Department, which oversees the Census Bureau, to get citizenship information through state and federal records. This request, documented by the Associated Press, doesn't explicitly ask for that information, but some demographers who work for the Bureau say the timing is suspect. Latino advocacy groups are outraged, saying motor vehicle agency records are notoriously inaccurate and bad at determining who is a citizen. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
Two MIT professors and one at Harvard are all sharing the Nobel Prize for Economics, honored this morning for their new approach to combating global poverty. On Wall Street, stock futures are lower ahead of the opening bell this hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Champaign County jury on Friday acquitted an Urbana man accused in a fatal shooting a year ago. The jury decided there was not proof beyond a reasonable doubt that Corey Jackson was responsible for Martez Taylor's death. The FBI raid of State Senator Martin Sandoval's office has shed light on another elected official in the form of a $5,000 campaign contribution from Bluff City Materials to State Senator Dave Kaler, a Peoria Democrat who sits on the Transportation Committee. Get more at WCIA.com. A father and son were tragically killed in a four-vehicle crash Wednesday. The 9-year-old victim who died this Saturday has been identified as Wyatt Pope. His father, Tyler Pope, died of his injuries at OSF Sacred Heart Medical Center in Danville shortly after the crash. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
Long's Garage, the oldest auto repair facility in Champaign-Urbana, deals with engine repairs, transmissions, brakes, suspensions, electrical, air conditioning. But one thing they pride themselves on in the one-stop shop for vehicle repairs is tires. Kumho Tires is having an instant rebate sale. If you buy a set of four Kumho passenger tires, you get a $60 credit. If you have a truck and buy a set of four light truck tires, you get $120 credit. So go on to Long's Garage at 503 East Main Street or schedule an appointment at 217-367-3942.
Did you know overall job satisfaction is at its highest level in 15 years? Wow. 51%. Wait, what? That's barely half. Would you see a doctor with 51% patient satisfaction? No way. Yet 49% of you keep driving to that unsatisfying job. Why? You have options. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
Did you know the manufacturing industry employs more than 11,700 women and men in Champaign County? Join Champaign County EDC and the Atkins Group as we celebrate National Manufacturing Day and Illinois Manufacturing Month this October. Local companies like Latania Sports Group, APL Engineered Materials, and Imprentice are opening their doors to the public for tours, and we're proud to celebrate their contribution to our local economy. To learn more and register for these tours, visit mfgday.com. That's mfgday.com.
Well, Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com, an award-winning dealership that carries Hondas, BMWs, and all the pre-owns you want. And they have hundreds of vehicles on the lot right now. Just counted them. Well, not really. But I know there's hundreds on the lot right now. If you want service, you want people taking care of you with no pressure, then you need to at least give them a chance to earn your business. Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com online, drivechampaign.com. Say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone and enjoy your experience because they're terrific at what they do. You don't win awards if you're just average. They're not. Off of Neil at Burwash in Savoy, drivechampaign.com, drivechampaign.com, drivechampaign.com. All right, ESPN 93.5, three-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service. Sunshine this morning, but chilly.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a high 62, low 42, up towards 70 tomorrow, a 40% chance of showers late, and a low 41. 53, the high on Wednesday with partly cloudy conditions, down to 37 in the evening. We've got a high 58 with sunshine Thursday. Friday, partly cloudy with a high 67. Not a bad week ahead. It's Columbus Day today. Lots of schools off.
Thanks.
Temperatures currently at 38.
Yep.
ESPN 93.5.
Over the coming decade, childhood obesity expected to climb drastically worldwide, fueled by changing lifestyles and the growing popularity of junk food, particularly in developing countries. Traditional diets are becoming more westernized. People are consuming higher levels of fat, sugar, oil, and starch. That's going to result in a considerable increase in obese children and adolescents by 2030, a development that's expected to overwhelm the health services of many countries. 250 million kids will be obese in 10 years. Is it really going to happen? Dr. Adam Weisbruch. Did I say that correctly, Adam?
You did. Yeah, you got it.
Dr. Adam Weisbruch. Really? Niceville, Florida?
That's what I said.
Wait a minute. This is the town where they filmed Truman, Jim Carrey, where it's perfect. It's sunny.
There you go.
And
it's very close. That's actually called Seaside. So
okay.
We're about 30 minutes from there.
Are you from Florida, or are you just really smart?
No, I actually moved here a couple years ago. I finished up a career with the military and decided to make this my permanent home. So we've been here now about 2.5 years.
And you've been happy?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. Niceville really captures the name and the essence of the people that live here.
Awesome.
And, we do have to deal with hurricanes every now and then.
Yeah, right.
Those get a little scary. But other than that, it's been a pretty good place to live.
Dr. Adam Weisbruch, I see the obesity rates. I see the stats. I see the studies. I mean, let's be honest. Is there anything I can do about this?
Yes. I definitely am with you as far as the overwhelming nature of the problem. I mean, especially when we look at this worldwide, it's a big problem and it is growing. What I encourage my patients, what I try to do with my own life, and I'd encourage, your listeners here, is this is only going to change with us each individually doing our part to make our difference on the world that we've been given the impact over. You know, whether it's if you're a parent, if it's within your own individual health and with your children, if you're a teacher, if you're a physician, the aspects that you've been given influence over in the world, influence those things. And if each one of us will live our life and model health and wellness and just good overall active lifestyle and a balanced diet for the generation coming after us, we can make a difference. And I believe that. I really do. But it's something that each of us are individually going to have to do ourselves with what we've been given influence over. It's not something that a big social program, I don't think, although they're good and they're important and they're impactful, that's not the only answer. We have to do this ourselves individually.
Well, and again, it kind of starts with your own actions, right? I mean, kids are going to do what you do. And so as I go get my pasta bread bowl, that's probably not a great idea. But again, they're probably going to get a pasta bread bowl if you get a pasta
bread.
I mean, and also, not even mentioned in this is the growing addictive nature of video games, which I think laying on a couch all day when it's sunny is not a great idea.
Right. You touched on diet as a big component of this, but exercise and activity is the other part of it. And we preach this. I mean, this is the mantra of nutritionalists and of health and wellness. But we're actually seeing within the particularly childhood ages, so ages 2 to 19, which is what this study that we're kind of talking about here is referencing. We're seeing this sort of rise in this phenomenon of sort of the active but unhealthy kid. And it's actually not even as much diet related as it is activity related. So we have kids that are meeting their exercise goals, but are still having this significant increase in overall health risks that are related to the rest of their day being completely sedentary. So they may be hitting their exercise goals within their sports that they are with, that they're participating in, or other activities that they're doing. But then the rest of their day, they're sedentary. They're sitting in the classroom. They're sitting at home doing homework. They're sitting particularly in front of screens. Screen time is the biggest factor in all of this, whether it's phone, computer, television, any of it. That has been shown and is being it's being the studies that come out just are more and more dramatic in the effect of that sedentary screen time on the individual's overall health.
So what about this? What if, you know, everybody's talking about social stuff and free everything? Why don't you offer free health care if you come within 10% of your optimum body weight? Motivate people to say, hey, you know what? It's $2,600 a month normally. You don't pay because you're within 10% of your optimum. And, you know, you give them a little bit of a grace. But if you're supposed to weigh 160 and you weigh, you know, 175, you're in. You know, within 10% of where you ought to be. And then just because let's be honest, a lot of the problems caused by obesity.
Right. Well, obesity is definitely, I mean, we worry about obesity because of the other associated health risks and conditions associated with it. It's, you know, we see a significant increase in osteoarthritis, meaning degenerative diseases that where the joints are wearing out. We see a significant increase in diabetes and all of the other associated complications that go with diabetes. Cardiovascular disease like heart attack and stroke and peripheral vascular disease. Liver disease is associated with obesity. So all of these things, when you meet that criteria from a medical definition of obesity, meaning your body mass index, if you're an adult, is 30 or higher. And if you're a child, you know, ages 2 to 19, if you fall in that category, if your BMI is greater than 95th percentile of our standardized population that we use for our control measures, you are at risk, at a significantly increased risk of all of those other complications. Your healthcare expenses are significantly higher related to that. Everything that goes along with that is just markedly increased.
Well, maybe it's not my back, it's my beer gut. Maybe. Okay, Adam Weisbruck from Niceville, Florida. Very nice to meet you, my friend. I appreciate you, and thank you for getting the word out.
Hey, anytime. Thanks for having me on.
You betcha. 816 ESPN 93.5. So, you know, it's out there. I don't think it's shocking, but whether or not we are able to do anything about any of this is another question. All right, let's check your, because we know a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Good chat.
Whether we're able to do anything about what appears to be inevitable.
And you can turn it around today. It's a beautiful day, and you can take 20 minutes with your kids and walk around the block.
A journey of 1,000 miles
starts with the first step.
With a single step.
That's right, Stevie.
Here we go, 8:17.
St. Louis Cardinals, Washington Nationals. It starts tonight. Well, it's 2-0 with the Nationals on top.
Yep.
But, let's make it a clean slate and take the next three.
Yeah.
So here's your Redbird recap.
Game 3 of the NLCS between the Cardinals and Nationals tonight in D.C. Cardinals looking to make it a 2-1 series after they dropped the first two games in St. Louis. The Redbird offense slow to get going, but Mike Schilt said they're looking forward to having Jack Flaherty against Steven Strasburg.
We're happy to have Jack going. We're happy to go compete. You know, the fact of the matter is, it's a team that, you know, the word resilience been used internally, but it's really also been a moniker used externally, rightfully so, and you're going to see it in full force. I mean, this series is far from over, and we have a guy going that's one of the best guys and really the best guy in baseball, second half undisputed, going for us on Monday. We, like I said, I'm very optimistic still about this series.
6:38, the first pitch. I'll have Ameren Total Access. Cardinals looking to get on the board. They trail 2-0 in the best of seven series. I'm Chris Raby for the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network.
Houston over the Yankees, 3-2 yesterday in 11 innings. Carlos with a big hit there at the end of the game.
Here's a fly ball into right. Back at the wall. This game is over.
Carlos Correa, after 5 hours or something, it was midnight.
Wow.
When he ended that thing, but Houston now 1-1 with the Yankees, back to New York.
On to the NFL. Colts and Bears had a bye weekend. Lions and Packers in action tonight. Saints over Jacksonville, 13-6. I don't know if you should be excited, though, because that's Shad's team.
Yeah, it was Shad Khan. yeah, it was in Jacksonville. I think Jacksonville's got a good defense and pretty good team. Saints didn't play particularly well, but got away with a win. They're 5-1. Play the Bears this Sunday. Ruh-roh. That's a tough one.
In Soldier Field, too,
yeah,
I believe.
Yep.
Alabama, number one. LSU bumps to two. Clemson, the Ohio State. Number six is Wisconsin. That's who we've got for homecoming, yep. Saturday at 11.
25-30, depending on what you're looking at. 25-30-point underdogs. Wisconsin is way better than Michigan.
Right now, so. The Saturday forecast, partly cloudy, high 73.
Ooh.
That's good.
Yeah.
Today's high, 62, down to 44 with the sunshine. Up to 70 tomorrow, down to 41. 40% chance of showers late. Clouds on Wednesday's forecast, high 53. 58 with sunshine on Thursday, and then up to the mid-60s. Not bad.
Could we not have had Rutgers for homecoming?
That'd have been great. That is Dad's Day weekend on November 2nd.
Whatever though. That is.
Okay. Yeah. So right now the temperature's at 40 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, going to check your Fox Business Minute, ESPN 93.5 at 8:20.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store is getting bigger with some fancy fast food options. It's buying Maple Street Biscuit Company for $36 million. Maple Street is based in Florida. It's a 33-unit breakfast and brunch chain. Cracker Barrel says its own grab-and-go chain, Holler & Dash, will be converted into Maple Street Biscuit locations. The chains share similarities, scratch cooking, and an emphasis on hospitality. It's Columbus Day, but the NYSE and NASDAQ will be open for business as usual. Though the U.S. and China completed the early stages of a trade deal last week, the optimism is being tempered today by uncertainty surrounding Brexit and proposed fresh tariffs in Europe. The U.S. tariffs are in retaliation for illegal government subsidies to Airbus. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
I'm Neil Cavuto from Fox Business. In high school, I managed a fast food restaurant. I saw the power of business and the importance of making your money work for you.
I'm Liz Klayman. In life, it's not just how you invest, it's for whom you're investing. We care about your success and we want to be a part of it.
I'm Charles Payne. I go way beyond the headlines to help you through the markets every single day. It's all about investing in your future, your American dream.
Fox Business.
Invested in you.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
All right, ESPN 93.5, 8:23, homecoming.
With that.
event.
Great. Man, we had a really good event. Now I can record. All right, I made a mistake here. That's for me. Not a big deal. First one is 10:14 to 10:20. Next one is 10:21 to 10:27. The other one will be 10:28 to 11:03.
All right. You are ready to go.
I'm ready. You want to start over or no?
No, we're good.
Hi, I'm Habib, and this is your... Sorry. Too loud?
No. I was sharing some back channel. All right, there we go. Try now.
Hi, I'm Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. One of the speakers at this year's Live to Lead was Angela Arendt. Angela was a senior VP of retail at Apple. Before that, she was the CEO of Burberry for 8 years and left Burberry to join Apple. Angela said her dad taught her that you can teach people anything, but you can't teach them to care. Love and care for the people you lead. When you stop loving the people, you stop leading the people. When you stop loving the people, you stop leading the people. She also said that her father taught her to give 60% and get 40%. Give more than you get. She said much more, and this year's Live to Lead may have been the best Live to Lead ever. If you missed it, do not worry. Due to an incredible feedback and demand, we are rebroadcasting the exact seminar in its entirety on Tuesday, December 10th at 8 a.m. and again that same day at 5 p.m. We filled 3 rooms last time and seats are limited. Buy your tickets today at HabibHabib.com and bring your team with you. And be on you. I think I just went a minute.
Okay.
So stop that if you don't mind. Let me see here how I finished. I kind of finished low. Okay. At 8 a.m. and again that same day at 5 p.m. We filled 3 rooms last time and seats are limited. Buy your tickets today at HabibHabib.com and bring your team with you. At 8 a.m. and again that same we are rebroadcasting the exact seminar. Tuesday, December 10th at 8 a.m. and again that same day at 5 p.m. We filled 3 rooms last time and seats are limited. Buy your tickets today. Buy your tickets today at HabibHabib.com and bring your team with you. That should be okay. Yeah, can you do dynamic processing first?
Yes.
Make me sound the sexiest guy you ever know. Diane does that for me.
All right, here we go.
All right. Now. Hi, I'm Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute.
One of the speakers at this year's Live to Lead was Angela Arendt. Angela was a senior VP of retail at Apple. Before that, she was the CEO of Burberry for 8 years and left Burberry to join Apple. Angela said her dad taught her that you can teach people anything, but you can't teach them to care. Love and care for the people you lead. When you stop loving the people, you stop leading the people. When you stop loving the people, you stop leading the people. She also said that her father taught her to give 60% and get 40%. Give more than you get. She said much more, and this year's Live to Lead may have been the best Live to Lead ever. If you missed it, do not worry. Due to an incredible feedback and demand, we are rebroadcasting the exact seminar in its entirety on Tuesday, December 10th at 8 a.m. and again that same day at 5 p.m. We filled 3 rooms last time and seats are limited. Buy your tickets today at HabibHabib.com and bring your team with you. Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Chris Hogan rocked the house as one of the speakers at this year's Live to Lead. He was amazing. Chris is a national bestseller and radio host. Here are some nuggets from Chris's talk at Live to Lead. An excuse is the skin of a lie wrapped in a reason. The definition of a thief? A leader who takes all the credit. Leadership has nothing to do with titles. A servant leader is humble. A servant leader asks questions. A servant leader listens. A servant leader follows up. A servant leader follows through. A servant leader helps the team grow. Chris was absolutely on fire. He said much more at this year's Live to Lead, and it may have been the best Live to Lead ever. If you missed it, don't worry. Due an incredible feedback and demand, we're rebroadcasting the exact seminar in its entirety on Tuesday, December 10th at 8 a.m. and again that same day at 5 p.m. We filled 3 rooms last time, and seats are limited. Buy your tickets today at HabibHabib.com and bring your team with you and be on your way to creating an awesome workplace culture. I paused in case we don't have time. I wasn't looking up, and I don't think we have time. So
that, we are at 105.
Yeah, that last sentence then can be dumped. Buy your tickets today at HabibHabib.com and bring your team with you. And be on your way to Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Chris Hogan rocked the house as one of the speakers at this year's Live to Lead. He was amazing. Chris is a national bestseller and radio host. Here are some nuggets from Chris's talk at Live to Lead. An excuse is the skin of a lie wrapped in a reason. The definition of a thief? A leader who takes all the credit. Leadership has nothing to do with titles. A servant leader is humble. A servant leader asks questions. A servant leader listens. A servant leader follows up. A servant leader follows through. A servant leader helps the team grow. Chris was absolutely on fire. He said much more at this year's Live to Lead, and it may have been the best Lift to Lead ever. If you missed it, don't worry. Due an incredible feedback and demand, we're rebroadcasting the exact seminar in its entirety on Tuesday, December 10th at 8 a.m. and again that same day at 5 p.m. We filled three rooms last time and seats are limited. Buy your tickets today at HabibHabib.com and bring your team with you. That's the last one.
Okay. Wait, this is the last one?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, let me know when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. William Shakespeare writes about the fool talking to King Lear and said the following: have more than you show, speak less than you know, lend less than you owe, ride more than you walk, don't believe everything you hear, don't bet everything on one throw of the dice. Leave behind your booze and stay indoors, and you'll end up with more than 2 tens to a 20. Kent answered, "That makes no sense, fool. It's nothing." The fool replied, "In that case, it's like the words of an unpaid lawyer. You paid me nothing for it. Can't you make any use of nothing?" Most of the time, free advice is neglected, even though they may be pearls of wisdom. And this year's Live to Lead was jam-packed with pearls of wisdom and may have been the best Live to Lead ever. If you missed it, don't worry. Due to incredible feedback and demand, we're rebroadcasting the exact seminar in its entirety on Tuesday, December 10th at 8 a.m. and again that same day at 5 p.m. Seats are limited, so buy your tickets today at HabibHabib.com. I stopped because I think I went up. Went over, I mean. I can change a sentence or two if needed.
That probably won't be needed since it's only a couple seconds. Like five is where you probably have to cut some things out. But
two is okay, five is not okay.
Yes. Let's see what we're at now. We're at 1 minute.
Oh, well, far out. Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. William Shakespeare writes about the fool talking to King Lear and said the following: have more than you show, speak less than you know, lend less than you owe, ride more than you walk, don't believe everything you hear, don't bet everything on one throw of the dice, leave behind your booze and stay indoors, and you'll end up with more than 2 tens to a 20. Kent answered, "That makes no sense, fool. It's nothing." The fool replied, "In that case, it's like the words of an unpaid lawyer. You paid me nothing for it. Can't you make any use of nothing?" Most of the time, free advice is neglected, even though they may be pearls of wisdom. And this year's Live to Lead was jam-packed with pearls of wisdom and may have been the best Live to Lead ever. If you missed it, don't worry. Due to incredible feedback and demand, we're rebroadcasting the exact seminar in its entirety on Tuesday, December 10th at 8 a.m. and again that same day at 5 p.m. Seats are limited, so buy your tickets today at HabibHabib.com.